circumstances being as they were, it's probably better that we went our own different ways. I don't know whether I'd ever made a successful coal miner or not. I think that in the 30s, when before I came into the service and you wanted me to come up to the mines with you, I think the good Lord must have been directing me when he sent me on my selfish way, and I didn't stay with you. We can't dwell on that too much. In fact, in the Daily Word this morning, there was on May the 3rd, very interesting article about not dwelling on the past, because that's something that's actually unreal now, but to live for the future. That's what I want to talk to you about, living for the future. You know, in the past decade or two, you've been doing an awful lot of good work up there in Cheyenne for the people you work with and live with and live around, your church, your neighbors. It seems like you do a lot of the things that you're talented with for them. And this is what I consider one of the finest things that people can do, following the Christian concept of helping our fellow men. Partly through your example, I've tried to use that myself in what I do and the way I live. And it's not an easy thing to do when people are grasping and greedy, when the world is full of hate and murder, and when life is held so cheap as it is where we live. But still, the Christian concept of doing unto others, the Christian concept of loving one another, is a mainstay that seems to help me in whatever I do, in my thinking about people who resent what I do, or people who have no appreciation for what I'm trying to do or what the United States is trying to do. All the news that we get out here about the strife and troubles in the United States with the people is a little confusing when they talk of love, but they don't dispense any love. And this is one of the things that I have noticed. The great change in you over the years has been that you've been dispensing with love in the way that you do things, not what you said so much or what your expressions are to people, but in what you do. I've yet to see anyone in our family or outside that hasn't asked you for something but what you've done your very best to help them, give them what they want. And with your engineering and mechanical abilities, it usually falls in that line, but you've given freely of your whole life in the last three-fourths of your life anyway. And this is what I live as an example by. this is what I try to live anyway, as I've said before. And so I think you should be pretty proud on this 90th birthday that the people around you and close to you are there to shake your hand and congratulate you, because those people really mean what they're saying. And I really mean from the bottom of my heart, and Florence means from her heart too, when we say we love you very much, Dad. We think of you always, and I'm very proud to have in me the inherited qualities that given my body the strength, the ability to move around and do the things that I do, have given my mind the capacity to understand and to try to help other people. A lot of this comes from experience. A lot of it comes from study and education. But basically it comes from the inherited qualities that you provided me with. And so, Dad, again, I'll say happy birthday. Florence is very anxious to get in here and say something, so I'm going to leave the rest of this for her.
Dear Dad, happy birthday. I also want to say congratulations. It must be really something to hit your 90th birthday. Carl tells me he is going to live to be 102, but I'm sure I won't be here to hobble around with him. Anyhow, Dad, we hope that you had a very happy day. And I'm sorry that we couldn't be there with you to help you celebrate. Again, I want to say happy birthday and God bless you. I hope you have many more. Love, Florence.
And there you have it, Dad, from your son and your daughter, way out in the other end of the world. Come to think of it, we are on the bottom of the world from you, almost. But our love surrounds the world, and we know it reaches you today and on your birthday. We'll be back the end of this year sometime around Christmas. So we'll probably see you then. And until then, we want you to hang in there and don't be moving too far south this next winter if we come home. I don't want to have to travel.